Blog Talk Radio.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
No, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Welcome, family. Welcome to yet another edition of Making a Connection, where I'll be your humble host, Soke Hassan Khalik, along with my co-host, Hanshi Salim al-Rashid. We lovingly and proudly bring you this program in the name of Supreme Grandmaster Dr. Moses Powell, a name in the martial art that lives within us each day. Celebrated his birthday this January, the opening of this year, the 13th. A great seminar. Down in the Delaware area with Professor James Sims, a great avid listener of the show and a humble brother. And, you know, and it's so great to mention him and so many others that take the time to carry on the legacy of Supreme Grand Master Dr. Moses Powell. This show is one of those things that was designed for him. It's over 10 years now we've been on the air talking about those things that he loved and cared about. Yeah, yeah. Years. And it's through your support that we stay on and we're still here and perhaps continue. I know between Hanshi and I, we've been talking about should we, you know, we make the motions to throw in the towel every now and then. But for whatever the reason, we hear the bell and we come right back. But I'm bringing my brother Hanshi Salim al-Rashid and we can keep this show going as we normally do. Hanshi, are you there?
Yes, sir. Won't quit.
Yes, sir. And so, six times down, seven times up, that's our motto. We don't quit. We got everything that we talk about here is about survival and continuation. If we had ourselves one of those months here in April of 2024, yeah, you can time date this show if you ever come back to it. This was the month of the earthquake in New York City.
Yes,
sir. Can you realize that? Yeah, yeah. I know you said you felt it up around your way, too. Is that right, Hanshi?
Felt it. I was only 15 minutes from the epicenter.
Oh, man. You're just sitting right on the crack, huh?
Yeah, this whole thing was shaking, man. I'm like, Well, am I having a seizure or what?
Right. Yeah, I know we here in New York. I have talked to many people since it happened, and I have not heard one say to me that they knew it was an earthquake. They had everything from cement truck to airplane flying too low to a train. They live in these neighborhoods that ain't seen a train, but they put it on a train or everything. Because we don't have earthquakes here in New York City. Alhamdulillah, thank God for that, because I don't think we can really take it with this domino effect that we live here. You know, it's like living around a whole bunch of, what's that game they call Jenga or whatever? You remove
Jenga,
a piece and everything going to come down.
Yes,
but we made it through safely, and God bless the people who were able to survive it. I know some damage was done to some places, but, you know, kudos to the survivors, and that's what this show is about. We talk about survival. We talk about karate. We talk about jujitsu. We talk about all things martial art.
First question is this.
Okay, no, that ain't the first question.
Who is that?
The first question is, no, that was me with my slippery fingers here. me pushing the wrong cue. But everybody here is right on time, and pull up a seat. I know last week we did have some, like I said, April has been a shaky month. We did have some technical difficulties. We tried to get on air, and for those listeners that were trying to get on, we couldn't even get on, so we had to stand down on that. But we're back again in the saddle. So we labeled this show All Things Martial Art because we want to do it more like a round table right out the gate. Talk about what you want to talk about. Talk about those things that mean something to you in the martial art. You know how we do this here. 646-716-6825. Busy as I have been, Hanshi, I am never too busy to talk about those things and those warriors that are out there doing their thing. This coming Sunday, Sifu Raul Ortez, Kung Fu legend of Mantis style, five-star Mantis, and doing a great job each and every year. Coming back this year again, look it up on your Facebook and your social media, but it's going to be this April 14th, Sunday, April 14th. That's like 24 and a wake up from here. But he'll be out on Long Island. Hope to see you there. I'll be out there as well. And we have on the 27th of April, we have a return of the FOS. Don't call it a comeback. Yes.
That's right.
We don't want to call it a comeback because we never left. But COVID did a job on us all, and we had to stand down. This would be our first time coming back of bringing the family of Sanukis. If you don't know, that's Sanukis Ryu Jiu-Jitsu, Eye-to-Eye Jiu-Jitsu, Supreme Grandmaster Dr. Moses Powell style of Jiu-Jitsu, and the family will be out there that day. Expected on the mat is Professor James Sims, Grandmaster Saif Allah, and also Grandmaster Whirl. From the Maryland, D.C. area, Professor Hakeem, Soge Jose, let me see who else, and the family goes on. They're all supposed to be coming out. When Doc called, we all came. I'm not Doc, but I represent him in every way and form or fashion I can. But you also are invited to come out and break bread with us there. The tickets will are $65 for the Maxi. $25 for spectators, but you will be fed. You'll be fed in every kind of way, physically by training, mentally by learning the science, and also physically by breaking bread with us. Everybody, including the spectators, will have a free meal with their ticket. And it's some more exciting announcements that's going to be made from there, too. So we have plans to be able to make this come the rest of this year. We're only 4 months in. April, we coming up on the six-month mark, but by that time, we would have done twice as much. So can't wait to see you out there, 1368 Fulton Street, Brooklyn, New York. It's called the Restoration Center. We will be there on Saturday, the 27th. We also have some social media a presentation out there as well, a flyer. But please come out, shake a hand, make a friend. I will be on the mat as well. and representing Sanukis out of Brooklyn, New York. Hopefully I get a chance to meet some of you. A lot of people have been reaching out to me on social media. Thank you so much for giving those likes and shares for the short clips that we've been putting out on social media. I mean, that's a new thing for me, but I'm glad to receive the love that and appreciation that I see from so many people out there. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Those are my announcements for today. Did you have any, Hanshi?
No, sir. That's just...
Okay. Well, you know, we say all things martial art, so we're going to talk about some things in martial art. I want to give you this concept here, Hanshi, until we can see who wants to call in here and put up your hand. Let's talk about those things that we know, things that we do, and things that we witness. Okay? Yeah. I don't know. That sound like a good equation there? How about the things we know, the things we do, and the things we witness? So when we talk about it like that, put that in any category. Give me something. Kicking. Mm. Okay? I know what I do. I know what I know. And I know the things I witness in kicking. Tell me something that you do. I'm just throwing it out there as kicking, just to give me a subject. I want to apply this to many other things. But let's start out, Hanshi. Kicking. What do you do? How do you do that? How do you prepare for that? What do you do when it comes to kicking? Give me a paragraph.
Yes, sir. Well, I know throughout my martial life that I always had to keep my tools sharp. You know, just like that.
No, I want you to go at it from your own perspective, the things you do. So in your kicking, let me start off for you. In my kicking regimen, I have some stretching going on there. I also have the ability to be able to stretch, massage. Okay? That's a thing I do. The things I witness by kicking, I've witnessed some people that have some phenomenal kicks. And their kicks are relevant to being like punches. They can kick rapidly and kick in multiple areas and effectively as well. But the things I've witnessed and some of the people I've witnessed do these type of kicks are people who come mostly from kicking styles. You see how I kind of like, you know what I mean? Because I kind of always want to know from my listeners, where have they been in the world? Where have they been in the martial art world, and what are they doing? What's inspiring you to do what you do, to become the person who you are, or a better person than who you are? And again, as we go on this journey in martial art, I really am not that much interested in what others do. And I guess I get that from my teacher, because he quickly will remind me that's what they do, and this is what we do. And I think it is so important to understand that if we spend more time doing that, then we are going to be a lot more better at what we do. Therefore, we'll be able to witness these things that we do. Now, I kind of want to digress a little bit off that because, as I mentioned earlier, I'm getting a lot of social media feedback. A lot of it's appreciation and a lot of it's not. And, you know, it comes with the territory. But it always baffles me that the people who are criticizing me are never talking about what they do. And so, therefore, it's hard for me to know or bear witness to what they do as to what I do. But you can do what you do without having to have your foot on my neck as to what I do. But if you spend time trying to hold me down for what I'm doing, you couldn't possibly be doing what you're supposed to be doing as a martial artist. And therefore, who would be the person to witness any of that? You rolling with me on this one?
Yes, sir.
That's why I try to look at this in these kind of conceptual ways, because I'm always baffled as to, okay, you don't like what I do. Please share with me what you do, and then let's see who witnessed. Who's 646-716-6825. I hope somebody hear me out there. So come on, Hanshi, finish this up for me.
Yes, sir. I already, myself, I I do a number of things. I use a TENS machine.
Okay, okay.
That's my muscles electrical stimulation. I do a lot of stretching, And when
yes,
I do, I gauge myself from where I was last week and to what I'm doing today. You know, if I've improved any. If not improvement, if you know, that I'm staying at an even keel, I'm not losing anything. I do my squat regimen. I do a lot of walking and uphill, and I gauge that. You know, so there may be some that, you know, that look at us and say, oh, man, you got on a comma, man. What are you doing throwing a roundhouse? So I just let that go because, you know, it's like, you know, like somebody telling me, well, why are you got the sunglasses? It's only partly sunny. You know, I try to keep in mind that I don't want to lose any of my kicking skills. You know, I know over time and then with age, you know, I'm not throwing that 12 o'clock kick anymore. But I also know that if I throw something at you, even if you block it, it's going to hurt or break something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be rapid fire, but I make sure it hits the point. Check.
Okay, so let's talk a little about what you bear witness.
Oh, I bear witness. Yes, sir. I bear witness, and I see, like you say, I see the machine gun kicks. I keep my mouth shut, but I'm saying in my mind, you also have to realize when you got 1 foot planted on the ground, you're vulnerable. And when you're throwing those rapid-fire kicks, are they effective? This is, you know, this is my thought pattern, you know, because I've seen guys kick one or two times or a combination of kick, 1-2, and it did what it was supposed to do. Real life, I've done this, and it's worked for me. So, wow, that works. You know, a 9 millimeter goes in a 9 millimeter gun. Fine, that's what I'm going to use all the time because I know it works in real life.
Okay.
Check.
Okay. I'm very heavy into the conversation now. I can see what you're saying. You did digress there a little bit and went into what other people think. I couldn't. I'm trying to avoid saying I couldn't care less because I'm supposed to care. That's what I'm supposed to do. Because it's rude not to care. But it doesn't affect my bottom line. It doesn't affect what I do. It doesn't affect what I bear witness to. And it doesn't affect the truth. And I think that those are the things that we as martial artists, if we can teach ourselves, we'd be better teachers to teach others on how to be able to find these common denominators for how to keep ourselves improving without drinking the Kool-Aid. Because personally, I'm getting a little tired of it. I mean, you know, generation after generation, people just keep drinking the Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody say to me today, I didn't realize you can roll out like that. And I'm like, I think it shocked me. No, it really did because it made me go back and think to myself, have I ever thought of myself not being able to roll? I couldn't make that picture in my mind. I couldn't make that picture in my mind of not being able to safely land on the ground and be able to get back up. And I kept on trying to do it, like, you know, like this person was saying to me. I thought, you know, I've seen you do a technique and you just roll out, got back up on your feet like you didn't even do nothing. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. That's what we do. But I'm trying to think, like, why would somebody think that I wouldn't be able to do that? And then he proceeded to say, yeah, you know, I was standing there with this puzzled look on my face, and then he reminded me of my age. So he said, I get it. I get it. And I wasn't offended by it. But I truly, you know how they say it went right over your head? That truly went over my head.
Yes, sir.
But I get how he thinks that somebody my age maybe perhaps wouldn't be able to do it. But again, this is why I say to you, what do you do? What do you bear witness to? And what is the truth? Again, I've seen Asian old people in the park Now I'm not going to say twice my age, but at least 10 years older than me, 10, 15 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And I'm above 60, okay? So 10, 15 years older than me, in the park doing chin-ups like it's nobody's business, on the parallel bars, holding their gut up. And they doing stuff like, whoa, is somebody got an old person suit on or what? Because their inner core motion is crazy, crazy. So, again, what do you bear witness to? You see, you got to get inspired to some truths that you bear witness to. Come on now. I'm going to stop and let you write that down. If you don't get inspired by a truth that you bear witness to, then I don't know what you're doing. 646-716-6825. That's my number. Come on, get me straight. Because if I'm wrong, y'all need to come rescue a brother. What you do is not supposed to be beneath what you fathom the possibilities of yourself doing. Not what you've done before. Don't let age dictate you. I see these people in the Special Olympics games with no legs and stuff like that and winning races. And one guy playing basketball, wallahi, and shook this guy in a wheelchair. I'm like, what the? What? In a wheelchair. And the homeboy was not trying to just let him go because he was in a wheelchair. He shook him. He took him to the hole in a wheelchair. Come on, man. No excuses, as my good brother Samuel Scott would say. No excuses. You need to go ahead and understand that you're the one putting limitations on yourself. What do you do? You're going to let age stop you? You're going to let that, whatever it is, that ache or that pain, it ain't going to go away. Trust me, if it's there, it'll probably be there when you finish working out. Okay, so don't think like you're leaving that pain alone by itself and it needs some company. You need to get up, go visit some traders, and come on back and you can spend some time with that pain that you had before you left. But why are you living with it day in, day out? Because that's what you do. 646-716-6825. That's my number here. I'm kind of like into this filling the blanks here today, Hanshi. You know, as I said before, look at all the greatness around us that we can bear witness to. I was looking online and they had showing these young female gymnasts from Dominique to all of them, just beautiful, beautiful young ladies doing their thing. It was like eight of them. And they're all at the top of their game, just excellent. And, you know, I got to applaud excellence, man. I was typing all over that thing. Great, outstanding. I remember all of you. Because all of these little babies were babies as I was getting older. Most of them weren't even conceived when I was in the martial art. You know what I'm saying? But they now gymnasts and national gold champions doing tricks that nobody else could do before. And them landings, I scream when I watch them do them landings. No bounce, no nothing. Like somebody just beamed them down in that spot. You got to salute excellence when you see it. Because it's going to do something inside of you to make you ask yourself the question, what do I do? You ain't got to be no gymnast, but what do you do? And you got to be able to answer that question. 646-716-6825. Join us anytime you want in this question. Just pull your hand up there. But, Hanshi, you understand what I'm saying? Tell me about some of the stuff you bear witness to.
Okay, you know, I had relatives, close relatives that are into track and field, and I used to go to their meets. And, I just stand in amazement. You know, even with the pole vault, you taking a stick and jumping 17, 18, 19 feet in the air. And I'm like, whoa. You know, you got some people trip going over a puddle. You know, even with the gymnasts, a balance beam. I'm like, come on, man. You know, and then you flipping in the air and coming right back down on it. Come on. You know, track and field, I love watching Sha'Carri Richardson and the rest of them. And if you watch it, it look like they're lifting off the ground with both feet at the same time. Look like gazelles. You know, I look at videos of people in wheelchairs doing chin-ups or lifting weights. You know, and that inspires me. You know, so in my mind, you got no excuses. You got no excuses. You know, and on and on like that, you know, with people with brain power. You know, 14 years old, you graduated college. You know, or, you know, you were orphaned or you were foster home and you became a surgeon. I watched one thing where a guy was maintenance crew for United Airlines. He became a pilot. Come on, man. You know, it's just nothing. Or you see these older brothers in the park doing a push-up between parallel bars and sit-ups and the iron cross with double rings. Man, I'm like, good God, man. Oh, he's 81 years old. I got no excuse. I got no excuse, man. You know, it's like, wow, man. You know, all along, even ballet dancers, you know, I don't go to the ballet, but I applaud the athleticism and the pain that they go through to do what they do. Check.
Well, you know, and again, we witness these things every day in all parts of our life. Some of us witness these things, and then we exclude them. We purposely exclude them from our day. We'll watch TV, but we won't watch excellence. We'll read a book, but we won't read a book that will challenge us to go to the next level. We'll go to martial art class, and we'll take a class, and we'll get promoted, and we won't challenge ourselves to get to the next level. We'll get to this point where we think that, again, ask yourself those three questions. What do you do? What do you bear witness to, and what's the truth? I think if we did that with almost any and everything we did, you know, come on, even negative things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I eat a bunch of Doritos. Uh-huh. What kind of truth is that? I got a couple of extra pounds. Uh-huh. Look around. Go ask 10 people. It's out of shape. Bear witness. Doritos. I've got to be kind of silly on this one here, but I'm just trying to show you that maybe that obesity got something to do with the food you're eating because you bear witness to that. You're watching other people around. If you really want to know how to get fit and you want a six-pack of ass, go ask six people that got six-pack ass. I bet you'll find a common denominator from each one of them, even if they don't know each other. Somebody's going to tell you something about something.
Yes, sir.
You know what I know? Here's what I know, that each one of those people that got a six-pack ab will say, and I haven't even asked the question or know who I'm going to ask. You know what I know they will say, the common denominator? Yes. It is diet.
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 Yep.
Ain't no way in the world you got that six-pack ass without checking your diet. Some people will say, well, I do this, and I do crunches, and I don't do regular sit-ups, but I do this, and I do leg-ups instead of push-ups. They'll tell you all kinds of things, different methods. But before the conversation is over, they all will come back to what you put in there because muscles are protein. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I bear witness by watching the guy with the six-pack. But the truth is, what they did, it was their diet to help do it. Now I'm going to ask myself, what do I do if the six-pack is what I wish? I don't really put myself around the things that is going to inspire what I do. I may do it, even. I come to martial art class, you know. But I don't bear witness to my own truth, is what I'm saying. If you're not going to be the one to bear witness to your own truth, and I'm going to stop on this and see if we can take some calls, see anybody in the back office want to join us, then I'd be damned if you supposed to want somebody else to bear witness to it. You got to be able to know it too. First, you know why? Because then you can call it the truth. Not look for somebody else to call it the truth. Not wait for you to put up something on the internet and somebody tell you that it ain't the truth and you got the nerve to go yap, yap, yap back to them. Forget them. You know what's the truth because it's proven. My teacher taught me that way, and that's how he rolled. He would say it didn't work if you want, but he know he put the work in. And he bear witness to the people who got dropped. I know it's the truth. His quote was, when I walk in the room, the truth walks in with me. 646-716-6825. That's what we're talking about today. Or what are we talking about today? We talk about all things in martial art. Come on, I need your feedback here. Keep us going. We had a good conversation as we opened the show about a couple of events that's coming up this weekend. I know we got a countdown to the FOS, don't call it a comeback. The Family of Sanukas is coming out on April 27th. I hope to see you all out there. Yeah, just come on by and shake a brother hand in between between techniques, if nothing else. Come on out. Be good to see you. Haven't seen a lot of you all year long, and it's already April. Let's count our blessings and our days and make them one. Every day that we have here is a blessing to be able to share to make somebody else's days better. Please remember that. If you remember nothing else, you're not here for yourself. So don't think that, hey, maybe we'll make it back. I'll catch you next April. It's okay. You don't know that. You know, prayers are in order for Professor Ernest Miles, who just had an operation in the Family of Sanukas, as well as Brother Paperboy Muhammad, another good brother who has been blessed to share the mat with us. Listen. You ain't got to be no celebrity in this family here. We love you. We care for you. We want the best for everybody in here. So hopefully you consider yourself as family and you come out and see us, you know, stop by. Hashaino, do you see if anybody in the back office raised their hand and want to jump in on this one?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I want to equate the study of martial arts to going to college or training for a profession. You know, it's the higher you get, the longer you spend in the martial art. Number one, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. There's no easy way around that. Number two, somebody says, wow, I got my showdown. You just got your bachelor's. You just graduated high school. Now the journey begins, because just because you pass med school don't mean you ain't got to do an internship and a residency to select a course of study. You know, the same thing with being a lawyer. You got to take an exam. You got to pass the bar. Some people don't pass the fourth time. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is this is not an easy road in life. But once you choose it as your role or your way of life, then you have to live that life. Because, like I said to you earlier, show will always tell. Now, you can run your mouth all you want to, but the proof is on the mat or on the dojo floor, you see? So I say that to say that I don't care what anybody says, you know, and truly, I don't care what anybody says, well, that doesn't work. May not work for you because you've been watching YouTube and you never been touched, you know, or that doesn't work. Okay. May not work for you. Maybe you never tried it. So I don't get, you know, like I said, I don't get into what you think about it. You know, if you like it, fine. If you don't, fine. But this is what gets me through the day. This is what I've learned. And this is what I've learned from my teacher. And I saw that it worked. So that's it for me. And I'm going to continue to train. If I can't get in the dojo, I'm stretching or I'm doing something. I call it active rest. If I'm watching TV, I'm laying down on the floor stretching. You see, if I'm watching a movie, I have a handheld grip in my hand. Or if I'm on Zoom, I got a 10-pound medicine ball stretching my back. Active rest. So it's in constant motion because, as we know, so okay, anything that's sedentary or anything that's immobile is dead. Life is movement. Chat.
Mm-hmm. I think you hit a lot of great points there. You know, I know that was supposed to be the title of one of our shows that we got sort of aired out on, and the show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's me in my old age. I just something goes off to me as soon as it seems like when we're talking about what somebody else do. I think it's just so much of a waste of time and energy. And energy goes where focus goes, okay? Where focus flows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that if we, you know, just sort of don't give that no focus, then it could not possibly have any energy. Because if we say we don't care about it or whatever, we really have to, again, show that we don't care about it. And the way we show is just basically put it in a non-existent state. Now, this works for a lot of people positively and negatively. You know, this is one of the reasons why history has been changed and altered so much to a negative side, because the people who are changing it for the negative connotation of it simply give the other side none, absolutely no energy at all, even though it is the truth. But it is important for the people who feel that they know the truth to do just that, give it all their truth and don't try to fight against what the others are doing. You know, there was a quote with Mother Teresa. When she was alive, she had said a quote that she would never go to an anti-war rally, even though she was all about peace.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a waste of time for us to fight against what we don't want when we can spend our energy in what we want. And I think it's the same thing when we train and our food and our diet or whatever. Oh, that's true that there's so many things out there that's killing us from day one. That's already in the food, in the air. And I'm not going to say there's nothing we can do about it, but look at what we can do with the stuff that we want to focus on. You see, when it comes down to being ill, we have been taught to think, let's get the bad bacteria out. Let's get the infection out. When really, healing is getting more of the good stuff in. It's the lack of the good stuff, the dis-ease. It's the lack of the good stuff that's making you ill. You have gone down to a depleted level, and that's why you're ill. So you should be working on, this is why the doctor says rest, get water, get sleep, or whatever. Well, wait a minute, hold up. I'm paying you $17 a pill. And you telling me rest liquids and fluids? What is that? That's free. You know what I'm saying? But he's telling you the truth. That's how you get well. You know, you in total pain, and they're waiting for some, you taught yourself to wait for medicine as opposed to go inside and virtually talk to yourself. Talk to that aching area that's going on there, because the healing comes from within. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not what the pill you put in. It's the healing from within that chases out the illness. I don't know if everybody agrees with me or not. I ain't got no PhD, but I'm just saying. So let's talk about the healing in martial art, the thing that we do in martial art to get better. My good brother and student, Jody Tension, had just put up a blog. And he was talking about this very same thing. I'm going to give it a little bit of conversation today. Maybe he might even drop through it and give it some more. But his subject matter, Hanshi, well, tell the audience what he was talking about, and then we're just going to chime into that. Again, anybody wants to chime in, our number is 646-716-6825. I'm having a grand old time here. We got about 20 more minutes to the top of the hour. And this is why I get you in on this thing and get your energy flowing in on it as well. But tell us a little bit about what he was talking about there, Hanshi.
Yes, sir. The title of his statement was The Curse of Athleticism. And
athleticism, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And the bottom line of what he was saying, the essence of what he was saying, some of us are gifted by God with special skills or whatever it is in the martial arts. And it comes to us easy, kicking, throwing, locks, whatever. It comes to us easy. But we spend 2 weeks in the dojo and then lay off for a month. Or we stay for 2 months, lay off for 3 weeks. And this continues. And you're looking at the other guy that's putting in the work. And he used the analogy of the rabbit and the turtle. eventually with you not coming consistently and putting in the work consistently, this turtle is going to catch up with you. For the most part, he's going to surpass you. Now, in some instances, that's when your ego comes into play, because you're looking at this person that you look down on that couldn't throw that roundhouse or whatever, execute a technique efficiently. Now, they look like they've been doing it all their life and with effectiveness. So now you're looking at that and saying, well, I ain't training no more. Well, what's happening? And you, as you get older, you don't get better if you don't train. You're good, but you could be better. But you're not better.
I'm going to stop you right there. And thank you, brother. Thank you for that recap. I'm going to stop you right there, because that to me was the epitome of the whole conversation when he said that line. You're not getting better. You may be good, but you remember, you trained to get better. You did when you was younger. You did when you was a white belt. You were so proud when you got a yellow belt. Then you got a green belt. You was even prouder because you felt you was better, because you were training to get better. But now that you got the black belt or whatever the belt is, the high rank, and like he says in the scenario, I could beat anybody in the school. I could take 2 months off, and I could still be. Let me tell you what my bear witness is to a thing like that when I was growing up. When I was growing up, I was on the track team. And I've always been very tall. My legs are long, and that was always the thing. I mean, I had a little breath thing. You know, I can do something for a distance. I was more of a sprinter than anything else, at least I thought it was. I could try it out for the longs, but I think I'd get that energy on. I kick my long legs, and that's it. Everybody got to go ahead and bear witness to that. Brother got game, you know, because you're young, you're cocky like that. Anyway, I remember this guy. They took the summer off. Now, the summer when you're younger, that's holiday time. You know, that's play time. That's do what you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he took the summer off while I was out there in the hot 90-degree heat, tracking, doing my thing, trying to get better. But when he came back, faster than all of us, and he didn't even train the whole summer. But this is baffling to me. This was the nickel and the dime thing. You know, when you're younger, you show a little kid the nickel and tell him that the dime is worth more. He said, "You's a liar," because the nickel is bigger. It must have more value than the dime, because look at it, it's bigger. So now I'm thinking, now I'm scratching my head, how is this guy? Oh, here's the other caveat I'm going to put on this, because this is the truth. He was a smoker.
Hmm.
How is this guy that's a smoker? Smoker as in tobacco, took the summer off 2 whole months, and I've been sweating out in 90-degree heat. How's he better than me? He could still come back and beat me. Well, much like the parable and Sensei Jody's story, that's the curse. That's the curse. Because what I was doing was building my legs, which later on turned out to be martial art legs, because the common denominator in that, and whether it's martial art, track, or whatever, you're building your muscles the proper way. Your calves, right? Your plexus, the ones in your legs, and the quads, and you're building them, you're stretching them, and you're constantly keeping that in tune with the rest of your body that will later on develop as part of your core. Well, little did I know that I was going to go into martial art like I did, but I was developing something. There was a core value that could have got me almost anything from that point on. Needless to say, before we left that varsity team, not only did he win anymore, he couldn't run no more. Not only couldn't he run no more, he couldn't play no more sports no more. You see, because his athleticism became the curse. He thought that he would never have to get better. He was good. He beat us all. Listen, I'll take the whole summer off and I smoke, and I was running around and I did this, that, and the other. I was running around and partying and stuff, and I still beat you. You see? He got cocky. He thought that was a talent, that I'm more talented than these individuals. That's why the story that Sensei Jody told hit home so much, because I think a lot of us bear witness to either ourselves or we know of somebody that thinks that way. And we want to tell them, brother, you know, I feel sorry for you because you cursed. You ain't cursed. I beat you 16 times. Yeah. but I'm the one that can still kick. I'm the one that can still run. I could probably run backwards faster than you now, running forward, because I kept training, because I kept putting more work in. And I kept putting core value work in that would allow my legs to be a lot better than most people my age right now. Aches and pains, yeah, they come. They come with everybody. Like I said, leave your aches and pains right there. They'll be there when you come back. Go put some work in. 646-716-6825. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We're having a good time here. We're just talking a little bit about athleticism and how it is a curse, not necessarily a blessing. It is good to be good. It is good to be Michael Jordan. But when Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan, LeBron was on his way. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
All right? When Dr. J was Dr. J, Michael Jordan was on his way. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And to no disrespect to any of those names, because every last one of them wind up still being the best in the game. You can't take nothing away from your Sugar Ray Leonard, because even Durant himself congratulated him later on. To make me say no mas, that means you did your work, brother. You know, I got to respect you for that. You made the hands of steel, stone. Your hands of stone, right? Yeah. The hands of stone. Yeah. You made me say no mas. You's a bad mother school. 646-716-6825. I'm just saying, Doc, you got to appreciate excellence. You got to bear witness. Like I said, what do you do? What do you witness? And what do you know is the truth? You got to ask yourself that about your martial art training. Stop pretending. Stop perpetrating. Okay?
That's
Let
right.
me just talk a little bit. Yeah. We'll see. Nobody else in the back office want to holler at us?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, remember, just stick up your hand there and jump in here and give us your opinion as well. But let me talk a little bit about this. This would probably take us to the top of the hour. Let me talk about this dumbing down of your rank. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't know, maybe the brother who's listening, because this just happened to me less than 48 hours ago. And a brother came to me to train with me. And I'm not going to say no names, but you know who I'm talking about if you listen. And the brother spent better than 45 minutes telling me about a rank that he has, but he don't want to wear it. So my first question is, who's your teacher? So he told me the teacher. I don't know the teacher. So, okay. And he showed me a picture of some certificates. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I'm okay with whatever you did. You know, you Photoshop, whatever you do, I'm fine with that. Because something don't come back anyway. You the one got to stand by. What's that you said there, show and tell,
Ahansha?
Yes, right, you the one going to have to be able to bear witness to that. So, okay, I'm with you on all of these things. But he said, this is what I mean by dumbing down. I prefer to come down and not be wear my rank. I said, really? Well, why is that? Because I'm learning your style all over. I said, well, that's fine. I never ask anybody to take off their rank. But I expect you to do what you do, because I'm going to do what I do. And if you're here to train with me, then you're going to listen and do what I do so you can bear witness, so you will know the truth.
Yes, sir.
Now, you see how I'm saying those three things, how I can put that to almost anything? You could do that in a conversation with anybody. You could do that or whatever. What do you do? Well, my profession is electrician. Okay? What have you bear witness to? I bear witness that I went to school for this and that I have a degree in it, and I've worked at least 60 jobs where I had to pass the home inspection thing to be able to get these houses up on par. Hmm? What's the truth of that? You see what I'm saying? How you can put it to anything that you need. So back to my story.
Yes, sir.
So I said, well, I don't know. I find that kind of strange, brother, that you would want to be less than who you are. You'd be trying to get more. You know, my teacher told me you take this and put it what you have to make yourself greater or better. Why wouldn't you want to be able to wear your black belt on this floor? Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't do this stuff and I don't really know that. I said, but that's why you're here to learn. But I'm just saying, you know, I may do, stop, I'm going to tell you where it stabbed me. So don't stop me because it's going to stab you too. He said, well, you know, I don't do nothing because, you know, if I hurt somebody down here, then I don't want to be looking like I'm done. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. What? If you, what? Now, normally I would have just let him finish and then hear what he got to say. But I said, we don't hurt each other. That's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for. Oh, well, no, I'm the same, you know, because sometimes I see that in the tournaments where the black belt will not wear a black belt and come down and beat up the white belts because, you know, I've seen that happen a lot in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Now, let me just say this before my Brazilian jiu-jitsu family start calling in talking about, what are you talking about? We don't do that here. I'm just telling you what the brother told me. Mm-hmm. So he says, yeah, but, you know, I see that in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You know, these guys are high ranking. They don't put on their rank, and then they come down and they hurt these black white belts up and stuff like that. So I said, I don't know about all whatever, but let me just say this. The word Brazilian don't come in front of my jiu-jitsu, and we don't hurt each other because we family here. So I don't know. I know Brazilian jiu-jitsu people. I don't know them to do that neither. I don't know nobody to try to dumb themselves down in rank so they can come down and hurt a lower ranking person and show their skills above that. What is that? Where are you coming from with that? Yeah. So by the time, I guess he's figuring now, I messed up. He ain't buying what I'm selling. No. You aren't misunderstanding what I'm saying. No, I'm not misunderstanding what you're saying. I heard everything you said. But my point is that he's now, here's the point I wanted to examine for my listeners. He says he's achieved the rank of black belt. He wants to come train, but he doesn't want to train with his rank. But he's afraid that he may hurt somebody on the floor with his black belt, with his black belt knowledge. But you want to train beneath that rank. 646-716-6825. Come on, put some light on this for a brother, because I don't understand. I don't know. Who we got there in the back office there watching?
Yeah, I'm going to let Tayuka get with this one.
Oh, Tayuku's back there?
Yes, sir.
I done got the brother to raise his hand. He said, hold on, Soke. Salaam alaikum, brother. Ibn Mubarak, brother. How's everything going with you?
Ibn Mubarak. Jambo, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear.
Jambo.
Jambo, man.
Jambo.
That was a crazy story. I don't know. It seems everybody that wants to train with you, so okay, you chase them away.
Oh, so they don't get chased away. I don't know what it is, brother, but I got a hard time just trying to tolerate a lot of this stuff as of late. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
You know. I don't seek students.
Okay.
Yeah, too old for that. Right? I don't really seek students. I'm willing to train people, but you got to bring your humility. You got to bring that, man. It's not kissing nobody boots and that. It's not. No. It's none of that. It's you got to bring your humility. You got to want to say, hey, I want to learn. You know, and again, I have to say sometime, and when I get stuff like that, I'm very appreciative of it. What's okay? What? No, because you show me who you are right now. People like that, but very good at hiding that for years, brother, for years. And got that very same mentality. Will leave you and turn into a whole nother person when you're not around. Well, at least you're doing it right in front of me. You see what I mean? You give people character jobs, right? And what I mean by that is that you don't give them physical things to do, you know, because they'll just do that and make it look like, see what I did? So, okay, you know, I did this for the school. I did this. You give them character stuff to do and to see what they pick it up and do it. It's not even so much that they do it right because sometimes they may not know your way of doing something. Like I said, when you come in a regular martial arts school, any martial arts school, if you've been trained by anybody that is training you about humility, you stop at the door and you give a greeting. Now, maybe that school don't even greet that way. If you're Chinese, you say, well, it don't mean nothing to them. Chen, okay, who's at the door? You see, they have a whole nother different way of greeting each other, okay? Most schools, you stop at the door, you ask permission to enter, and you point to your feet. Can I enter here, or do I take a... Just because there's no line there, come on now, because there's no line there, you just don't walk in. You stop. And when everybody gets your attention, you look at somebody in the eye, and you motion at your feet. You usually find a color belt or whatever, and point down here, just say yes, no, or come in, or whatever. Am I right or wrong, or is it just me?
No,
see, because customs are important. But now, I didn't teach you that about every school, but I taught you that about a courtesy of coming into a school. Now, I have been to many a school where there is no custom like that. It's black belts on the floor, guys with high rankings or whatever, and I come in the door and I stop, and I let the door close behind me, and I say, us, and I stop and I wait. And everybody's looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with him? We just walk in here. Even the black belt is now somewhat embarrassed because he's like, oh, shoot. Oh, that's okay. It's okay. You can just come in. And they're looking at his people are looking at him like, what? Why he stop? You ain't never told us to stop. See, because you done compromised that for the money. You done compromised that for some other thing. You done compromised that because you think it's going to hurt somebody's feelings if they got to come in and pay respect to the room that we all train in. You're going to compromise if I tell you to humble yourself at the door before you come in here. You're going to compromise yourself when I say stop. Because when I ask you, when you stop at my door, if you're a student, you're asking permission to enter. I'm inspecting you. I'm expecting your spirit for the day. I'm expecting your physical physique, what you're doing. I'm expecting you. And if I say denied, I'm turning you away because you're not ready to train. You didn't come here ready to train. Oh, what do you mean denied? I just got it. I'm on time. No, you're not. You come to the door. You got to know you got to bring stuff with you. An admission to a martial art floor is a daily admission. Don't tell me you paid your monthly dues. It's a daily admission.
Right.
Everything is a training op for the next thing. So when you leave my school, you know how to give respect someplace else, right?
Okay.
And training your family and your kids is the same thing. You're teaching them so they know how to behave in public. Same thing. But I don't know why people want to separate themselves. But what I was saying, Tayuku, I wanted to hit you with this question about dumbing down your rank. Why would you do that to come train with someone else?
Well, my first thought is, because you always have to look at somebody at face value, right? So maybe this individual wants to start from scratch. Maybe he really wants to know a different style, you know. As an example, you know, somebody from Shotokan Karate goes to BJJ. He may say, you know what, I just want to strip myself and just learn this BJJ from scratch. So he may be doing it in an honest way, just to, just to know the new style, right? So that would be my first thought of why somebody would do that.
Okay, and thank you for sharing that, because I think that's done a lot of times. Okay, but let me give you another example in real life. I'm light skinned. I am Pan African. I have roots from the motherland. I'm not that far generations from being a Bilalian, and I don't have to trace my roots back. I know I'm black, but I'm light skinned. I'm not quite sure what happened with the colonizers, because I know that my family comes here by way of colonization, and I was brought here, and a lot of things happened along the way. But my skin, my melanin, has not been so present that I am. When you look at me, you can tell me that I'm an Asiatic black man. There's many that have not questioned it and have given me the nod, so to speak, to be considered another race. I drank the Kool-Aid because it's got me a better job. It's got me a better position. And nobody's never said it's because of the pigment of my skin, but I see other people that's darker than me that perhaps even know more than me or at least much as I do, but they're not getting it. You see the equations that I'm making in my mind? Nobody's saying nothing to me, but the equations are being made. So now I'm being considered to be something that I'm not. You know why? Because you never said who you are. This goes back to what I said about what I do. It should not hurt your ability to go to from Shotokan to jujitsu, but say who you are Shotokan. And let me tell you how I can bear witness that this is true. Because the individual said to me, when I walked in, I was going to just tell you I came to just learn. But you recognized me as a black belt. I didn't think that you remembered that you seen me with a black belt. This is what he said to me. So I said to him, did you tell me that you were going to come to my school and perpetrate? Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. I just wanted to humble myself and not have anybody know that I know martial art and I can be able to accept it more. You are wrong or you are in violation if you do that. I'm going to say that to you now if you're on this line, and I'm saying that to you from my words to your ears. You're wrong if you do that.
Yep.
By humility, you have disgraced your teacher. You've disgraced your name. You've disgraced your heritage. If you black and you're not saying you black, and what, because you think that you can't get what you got without taking that out, that somebody would deny you the opportunity. Number one, if that was the case, you don't need to be in that school. If I think that you were black belt and you came to my school to learn, and you didn't tell me that, and you came and perpetrated or whatever, and then you're thinking that I'm supposed to train you, and then all of a sudden, ta-da, ta-da, you're the founder of your own system, and this, that, and you can't, and you never share that with me, you disgrace everybody who's ever taught you before that. It ain't got nothing to do with no shame on you. Because somebody that taught you wrong. How could you possibly live with yourself and do something like that to the heritage of the people who spent some time with you to give you a black belt? And then you got the nerve to say you came from them? See, something's wrong with that. I'm just sharing with you about me because you don't have to feel like that. But share with me how you feel about that, if you would. 646-716-6825. I'm getting a little hot on this one, Hashi, because I see it happening too much. You can't get, like Tayuka said, oh, you want to come, you want to do this, that, and other. But what he said to me was, I failed him. Oh, shoot. He recognizes me as a black belt. But then he had the nerve to say to me, I was just going to come in and act like. You see, Grandmaster Ron Van Cleef, founder of his own system, trained in Shotokan, trained in Goju, professes to this day, this Dr. Moses, Supreme Grandmaster Dr. Moses Powell, was his first teacher. If you know anything about Shidoshi at all in the history of him, you know that for a very long time that he was under Peter Urban and Goju. He created his own style from that. He is now in his 80s, and he went back to train under the Gracies in Jiu-Jitsu. Do you think he walked in there and said, oh, I'm just going to try to hide like I'm just to anybody? They gave him the respect of a black belt on the floor learning jujitsu. How dare you disgrace your teachers by coming in there talking about you not this, you just want to come back from the beginning. Beginning of what? You talk about your beginning. Our show today was about that. What you do, what you bear witness, and what is the truth. Ask yourself those questions. Test yourself on those levels on a daily basis because you're perpetrating. You've been led astray. You've been bamboozled. If you think it's any other way other than that, the truth is the truth. I just want to come in here and learn from the beginning. So what? I'm not getting it. You're going to have to forgive me because I don't know what that's about.
So it's okay. There's no way. You cannot recognize where you came from. That's just you have to start with that. You know.
No, but you just said one of the reasons why he may want to do that, or someone may want to do that, is because they want to humbly learn the next thing. From where? You're contradicting yourself because what I'm saying is, why not tell me that which you have achieved? Why would you deliberately not tell me that you were black belt? Now, this is what I mean by dumbing down, because the first reason I thought is that you one of them black belts that got a black belt, you know, back then. And now you want to go back to your training, and you know everybody else been training, much like the scenario that we said before about the athleticism, and now you know you can't keep up. So you don't want me to put you through that. You don't want me to put you through the gut busters. You don't want me to put you through the 3-minute planks. You don't want me to put you through that. You see what I'm saying? But you want to be a black belt. So now I'm looking at people on your floor. Now I'm looking at your green belts. And I'm like, I'm watching what their guys are doing. And they're making me look bad watching them. But I'm going to come in here and say I'm a black belt. You see, you dumb yourself down because you don't want to step up to the qualification. And if you don't want to step up to what you already have done, then what makes you think you're going to represent what I'm teaching you on the next level? Somebody come rescue me on that. Because if you did it to him, you'll do it to me. If you disgrace this teacher, you'll do it to me. If you shame that teacher, you'll do it to me. Don't come telling me, but you don't know him. You don't know who I know in the martial arts. Yes, but you don't know him. No? No? Why wouldn't I know him? If he out there, he doing with something that is recognizable by moving the martial art or whatever, and if he's not, because, you know, a lot of martial artists are not trying to be out there like that. So, I mean, is he like he's against a phone call? I can't talk to him? No. You can't talk to him. That's okay. Can't talk to him. No, can't talk. So what is he, the Great Wizard of Oz or something? I've got to make an appointment. Well, yeah. 646-716-6825. I need y'all to come rescue me. We're at the top of the hour here. House here and I are having a grand old time. We're calling this show All Things Martial Art. We've talked about everything from the earthquake at the beginning of this show, down to dumbing down the art, your rank, athleticism, how it is virtually a curse. We got that from Sensei Jody. Please take a look at that blog that he has out there. He's definitely putting out some knowledge. We want to suggest where everybody can go use their library card and go get some knowledge and get fed. You know, listen to
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What you feed. The word feeding is not just about your physical physique. Feed your mind. Feed your spirit. Be around those things that you aspire, all right? And that's the medicine. That's the motivation. We talked about that earlier in the show, too, just as a recap, about the young gymnast women out there and how beautiful they are and their skills and how when I see them, I get all excited and there ain't even no kicking and throwing going on in there. You know what I mean? But I'm inspired by people who are seeking out greatness, and even when they so-called retire, what they do is still outstanding because they constantly are working at becoming better. That's our show here today. Your contribution is always respected. I got Tayuku on the line as one of my guests. Y'all can join him as well. The number is 646-716-6825. I don't know, Tayuku, was you listening in when we talked about what you do, what you bear witness to, and what is the truth?
Yeah. I listened to a little bit of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with that being said, tell me about some of the things you do that you can bear witness to by seeing maybe somebody else do it or you doing better than yourself. And then what's the truth that you got out of that? And that's why we say those three what's. So I try to refrain from telling me what others do. I know that's hard sometimes. But I'm interested in your journey. What is it that you do?
What I do, I like to train. I like to teach. Mm-hmm. I like to teach.
Yes, sir.
And what
would be the thing that you can say you bear witness to that came from your admiration for teaching?
Oh, other people getting better. As an example, my kids, you know, I teach my kids and I see them getting better. Or when I teach somebody in the dojo how to do something, how to roll or how to do something, I see it being executed. You know, that makes me really, that makes me proud.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, and to bear witness to, it brings about a truth. What would you say the truth would be in that?
The truth is that it makes me better. It makes me me TJ.
My brother. Oh man, I don't know why y'all be saying Tyuke ain't on his game. My brother. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I'm saying here. You can capitalize what we're saying here in that. I wasn't cutting you off. I was just trying to say you hit it on the head. The thing I do. The thing I bear witness to from the thing I do. And the truth is I can bear witness that it has made me a better teacher. Come on. Come on. Mm-hmm. You can't get no cleaner than that. Throw the mic down. Drop the mic and say, "Your Honor, case closed. Open the door. Let me out." You can't hold me in here because I got the truth on my side, right? So you got to feel confident in that. And I think that's the thing that martial artists get. When you watch the people that's at the top of their game, they doing what they do. And they bear witness to the truth from what comes from that. And they are the truth. They don't have to be bragging, but they are the truth, and they'll say it. They'll say it in more ways than one. And you can hate on them and tell them it don't work and you don't like what they do and whatever. Have you ever noticed that the real good people smile when you come at them with criticism? Or they just like they laughing like, "You don't understand." They don't wrinkle up their face. So, yeah, you too. Yeah, you ain't no good neither. No, because they know what they do. They know what they do, and they stand around and bear witness. Now, I mean, let me just put a little emphasis on that part there. You got to bear witness, and when you know something, you know the truth about that thing because you put the work in. Somebody don't have to tell you about that. You put the work in. So you got to realize if you got a job and you a bricklayer and you lay bricks and they didn't pay you that week, they didn't pay you the next week. Matter of fact, it doesn't count down to a month, and they ain't paid you a dime. But if you don't think that you a better bricklayer at the end of 30 days because you've been laying them bricks, or you stop laying the bricks as good as you was before because there was no money, see, something wrong. I'm going to quit this job because it ain't no brick. See, you got the choice to do that. But while you quit the job and you ain't working for them because that is unfair, are you still with your craft? If you're unemployed, that ain't got nothing to do with you still not perfecting your craft. If you leave my dojo and you out on a hiatus for health reasons or anything else, that ain't no reason for you still not to be perfecting your craft. That ain't no reason when I gave you a green belt and it's 3 years later and you come back that you ain't the best damn green belt that I left you at, because it's my job to bring you up to the next rank. But it ain't my job to go back to get what you lost. You go back and lost it. You go find it because you lost it.
Mm.
Wait a minute, Soke.
Mm.
You mean I got to go find? You lost it, didn't you? What I look like finding what you lost? If I find what you lost, you ain't going to know what to do with it when I give it back to you because you didn't go look for it. You the one lost it. You need to go find it. And then we can make it better and turn it into the truth because we bear witness that you lost it. Come in here and tell me that you lost it. Come in here and tell me that you've been away from the mat 3 years, but I achieved the black belt. I'm at least 15 pounds overweight. Come in here and tell me, "I want to learn jiu-jitsu. I'm from Shotokan style or whatever, but I ain't never rolled out before. I'd like to be able to learn." Come in and tell me, about those accomplishments you do. You know why? Because you're going to inspire me. You inspire me when you tell me that you want to come back, because I got people on the floor right now that ain't trying to get better. Going back to Sensei Jody's athleticism story. Now you here, but you ain't trying to get better. You just holding time. You just marking time. You think because you showed up in the dojo that you good. Your classes, you come to class, you good. You teaching, yeah, but you ain't trying to get better at what you're doing. Let me tell you something. You a lawyer and you ain't picked up a law book in 3 years and you trying to take my trial to court, my case to trial. I want you representing me. Laws doesn't change. You ain't at the top of your game. Oh, but I graduated magna cum laude back in 2001. You do know this 2024, right? Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, I was top of my class back then. See, I want to know that somebody is in the circle of improvement that's trying to keep up. if not run ahead, or at least be beside the time, because time waits for no man. So I don't know what makes your training think you think that your training is supposed to wait for you. Stop playing. 646-716-6825. Wow, Taiyuku, you in here by yourself, man. So is the seat getting hot yet, brother? Because, you know, they say when you're in here with me by yourself, it get kind of hot. You okay?
Yes, it's I noticed that you're not focusing on one topic, right? You just all it's like shooting the breeze, right?
I'm trying to, you know, we call this show All Things Martial Art, but I really wanted to just do a smorgasbord of things. But if you know anything about me, you know there's a common denominator in all of these things. So if I focus on one thing, it really is many things. So, you know, your energy goes where your focus goes. And so we talk about that. We talk about the laser beam effect, that we all have that energy, but how we have not learned to focus it so that it can be a concentrated effort to move whatever it is that we need to move at the time and then move, you know, everything working together. So this is not so much about a subject as it is conceptual. Conceptually, what do you do? What have you bear witness to? And what is the truth? That may sound like three different things, but to me it's one thing.
Yes, I will tell you this too. Also, I like to train the kids also because, you know, they make, you know, they make me do the exercise, you know, or they make me do the stretching, or they make me do what I'm supposed to do. So I sometimes use them as an excuse to do my exercise or to do my planks or to do my push-ups or to do my my stretches, you know. So, you know, they're a tool for me, you know, to make me better. So that's also part of it because you talked about athleticism and making yourself better, you know. So, you know, teaching also helps me do that as well.
Yes, sir. But I think we're just caught up in nomenclature here more than anything, semantics in the sense that we're saying the same thing, but we're using different words. And the reason why I say that is because I call what you just described motivation. I don't like to say it the way you said it. They make me. They motivate me. Because if they make you, when they don't make you, you don't do it. Because you've been made to do something. But if they motivate you, when they don't, you're still motivated. See, you're taking their energy, the motivation from them, and you can now take it into the adult that you are, into the black belt that you are, into the skill level you are, and it will remind you. Because I'm quite sure when you're doing them squat thrusts, you're reminded of the days when I made you do it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So my point is that I'm not making you do it anymore, so that's why you didn't do it, because you felt that I made you do it. But the kids are motivating you, so then you can go back and get that same energy that I gave you. Why? Because energy is, help me out. Energy is not loss or,
you know, energy
destroyed.
Is not created or destroyed.
Yeah. Lost or destroyed. So my point is the energy that I gave you, even though I'm not pushing you to do calisthenics no more, it's still energy. So now you're motivated to go back and get that energy that I gave you. This is why I was so downtrodden on that person that's a black belt, that's thinking, well, I'm just going to dumb myself down because that's something I did before. That teacher motivated you to be better. And so by coming to me, you're going to go back and get that motivation and bring it in here so you could become better at what I'm teaching you now. You missed that. He missed that because you're not understanding that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only move into another place where it is focused upon. And so that's all we're saying. No such thing as styles. It's all the same thing. It's the same thing. But what's the energy that you're going to bring back to my floor? That's really your payment, not your math fee. What are you bringing to me? You know, it's much like the old days with me. You're asking me to train. You're not telling me. Which, because you bought me a mat fee and this sound, I'll be here Monday? No, you asked, can you come Monday? And because you came Monday don't mean you can come back Tuesday or Wednesday. But too much the mindset now is, I paid you for a month, so I'll be back here. You need to be here. All right? See you later. Laughing because I can see having that attitude with my teacher. Yeah, you going to be here? When I get back here, I'll see you when you get back. Like, what? Oh, man. But I get what you're saying for sure. Yeah. Let's see if we got anybody else back here want to join you. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Yeah, so that you know, the story about the individual that came to you. So, you know, I also feel like for him saying that, for him dumbing down his rank, he wanted you to kind of take it easy on him. You know, because, you know, if you knew he was like a black belt, you have a higher standard of him. So, you know, he was kind of dumbing himself down. So that's a part of it, I think, you know.
But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me expecting a level of excellence that the rank is supposed to portray? What's wrong with that? But, no, you got to, he has to see that. Not me, but otherwise I'll be making, well, you know what, I understand that. Yeah, you know, yeah, there probably is a little bit of prejudice on you for me to be able to, yeah. No, I don't do that. You know, right now there's a lot of older people that ask me my rank, and I tell them I'm a ninth degree, and they look at me like I'm crazy because they never heard of a lot of people being that high in rank. And they look at me like, really? How'd you get to be all of that? Just thought, no, then I probably tell him how. You know, you take it over my teacher because he's the one that gave it to me. All right? And I'm the one to aspire to the rank. I don't dumb myself down for nobody because, again, it's an insult to my teacher, number one. And it says clearly that I don't believe that I am the rank that I hold. And if you don't believe it, why am I asking you to believe it or anybody else? So what I do is I go around a whole bunch of people that's beneath my rank. So now I'm the black belt now around white belts and yellow belts and stuff because they're not going to ask me because it looks like I'm a standard above them. Because like I said, he said that to me. He said, yeah, I didn't want to do that. And then I come down and I hurt somebody on the floor. And then all of a sudden everybody, hurt. Whoa, where you get that from? What black belt says he may hurt somebody on the floor? Number one, where's your control? Number two, where's your humility? But it just slipped out like a fraudulent slip because, see, you done drank the Kool-Aid here. You done went through life doing this more than one time, dumbing it down. You're doing it in front of me. I just happen to know it when I see it, and I'm calling you on it. I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying, I asked you a question. Why would you do that? Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, because I do that and I hurt somebody. What? Whoa. Nobody's down here to hurt you. So I stopped him real short, stopped the conversation. I said, let me say this right now. So you don't get, we get it straight, and you don't think that I'm doing something and I'm ego tripping on you or whatever, but you got one time to hurt somebody on my floor, and it looked like it was intentional. Oh, no, you misconstrued that or whatever. You the one said it. You the one saying that you're a black belt, you may not be able to control yourself, and you hurt somebody. I don't allow that in my family. It's like I let somebody on my floor that's going to hurt, that says that he can't control himself. What is that? So I'm just saying is that you could tell me whatever, but what you show me is what it's about, all right? And stop perpetrating and say you're doing what I taught you when clearly what you're doing is not. Go back and ask somebody one step at a time. Stop trying to – a first-grade teacher, don't try to teach eighth-grade curriculum, okay? Stick with first grade. You know, and stay there until you know what you're doing to go to the next thing. Don't, because somebody say you are. You know, I have students that we go do demonstrations and stuff. People are always pumping up their head. Oh, you're so great. Oh, you're just a green belt. They be rolling their eyes, looking around, going, yeah, listen. Get away from me with that.
I see it.
Get away from me with that. I mean, all right, thank you very much. Move. I ain't trying to start nothing up. I'm on a journey to try to make myself better. You know, I appreciate that, but don't, you know, because it's real easy to do that. 646-716-6825. I got a bunch of hands up in the back. Now, I got my family want to join. We got about maybe a half an hour more to the show. Our subject is, we call this show All Things Martial Arts. So, yeah, like Taiyuku said, we're kind of like all over the place today. But I'm having myself a grand old time. Who else we got back there?
Yes, sir. We have from the West Coast, Brother Shah.
Brother Shah. Oh, man. He woke? What time is it where he's from? What's Jama, brother? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. It's on my way to work. I was listening to him for a while. I didn't even know I didn't press the cue. But, yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm just happy to be online.
I'm glad you're here, man. You want to drop something in the bucket for us here? What is it that you do? What you bear witness to, and what's the truth?
What do I do? I love to train. I love to teach anybody that wants to learn or to feel like they want to learn. You know, I enjoy people being around people that want to train, you know, for various reasons. And, you know, like you said, it's a motivational thing. Like, man, we out here teaching and training the men, the women, and the children. Like, what else can we do? What else do we want to do? That's my truth.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody's not training for the same reasons. You are aware of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be something you bear witness to, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So when I say, what do? You like to train, you like to teach people, you like to be motivated by people. Okay, but what I bear witness to from that is that people don't always train for the same reason, and their motivations are different. And that even though I've taught them, the result of it comes out different ways. You know, sometimes, you know, you could be teaching a mass murderer. You don't know. You don't know what these people are going to do with the lesson that you gave them. You don't know if they're going to harm somebody with it. You don't know if there's some kid that you're teaching the next bully in school. You don't know. This is something I bear witness to. But the truth of that would be, what?
Truthful. You don't know who you're teaching. I mean, what I would say the truth to that is people come to you for a reason. You know, you might be able to inspire them to not be that bully or not be that killer, because you're not only teaching martial arts, you're teaching respect, you're teaching legacy. That's, you know, one of the things that I pride myself on. You're teaching righteousness. You're teaching family. So maybe they're not coming to learn that at first, but the person that you are, the teaching that you're manifesting, should reflect that. And, you know, maybe they're just the bad people, but when they leave, they're going to leave with something different than, you know, I came here to learn how to beat somebody up. It may just be a seed that's in their mind that you changed, you know. That's how I look at it.
Okay. I'm glad you did, but that, again, that's us taking a small microcosm out and saying, okay, maybe I changed the bully into a person that's going to care. But you have no idea if that's going to happen. So what I'm trying to get you to understand that what you do, what you bear witness to, and your truth is always going to go back to what you do again. So let me just share this with you. Let me share. Stop me if I lose you on this, okay? What you do is teaching, and you like to teach, and you feel motivated by teaching and learning. So what you bear witness is that you've seen some people become very good from this or whatever. But I also learned from my teaching. Some of the other things I learned is some people don't always come to train for the same reasons. So what my truth in that is, I've learned to become a better teacher by teaching principles first over technique and substance, because it has made me a better person. So I can continue to do what I do, continue to bear witness to get a better result and to get a greater truth. You see, so I'm going to keep on going back over that do, witness, truth, and then I become better because I've witnessed what I do. You know how many people do stuff and ain't paying attention to what they do? They're just doing it. And then when you ask them, they kind of like, because the time was about to run out on you when I asked you. I said, what do you do? And you said, what you do is who you are. You got to be able to speak on that right out there. Listen, there ain't no delay in what I do. What I do is who I am. And one of the most powerful statements you will ever be able to make on this world is I am. Because it's going to defy what you are doing and where you're headed, and especially where you come from. Because you cannot be unless you come from something. To say I am is to say I came from something. What? And to be proud to be able to say, that is why I do what I do. You see, it's always going to answer itself back to the truth of the matter. We don't want to rinse and repeat. We just want to keep on making some other stuff, and sooner or later, I'm hearing the conversation about what others do. Okay, what they do is what they do. What do you do? The energy that you spend should be on what you do, okay? And inspire yourself to be around those people who do what they do, and guess what? Everybody will, common denominator, be doing. This is why the greats hang around the greats. That's my take, okay? And that's what I bear witness to. All right, but I'm appreciate that, brother. I'm gonna let some of the rest of your family get a piece of this. Thank you, Shaw. You can go back to sleep for a minute. I know it's like midnight or something where you at 3 o'clock in the morning or something.
Only 6:30 right now.
I'm only messing with you, brother. I appreciate you checking in, though. Us. Who else we got back there? Got their hand up?
Yes, sir. We have Toro.
Brother Toro, out of eye, brother.
What's up, my brother? Baba Soki. Peace, eye to eye, heart to heart to everyone. Peace and blessing. Be
Thank you for tuning into the show.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your dedication to the show for what you've been putting into years, what, 7 or 8 years?
12,
look at that, 12 years. So you can shoot me
down.
Yeah,
you hit a nerve with Hanshi if you don't get that number right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
But I just really wanted to tell you, you know, I appreciate guys what you're discussing. It's on point and it's really valid to the spirit and the aspect to our journey for those who are true martial artists or martial science, because that's part of science too, what you're taking and what you are talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I appreciate the recognition, brother, because that's what we do here. It's always nice to be appreciated. And you as well, man. Thank you for your dedication and what you do. But, you know, please, I think if you take nothing away from this show, just know that you can be better tomorrow than you
were
today. I think that is very, very true for us all. But thank you for that. If you hang on, I'll get you put a round table. Just want to see if I can get everybody in here. 646-716. 6825, that's the number that we have here. Talking about all things martial art, man, I got on this roll about doing the witnesses and truth and stuff like that. I don't want nobody thinking that was, you can't handle the truth. I don't want to put nobody on the block, but I think that we've been making some headway in here. And if I'm not making any sense to you, just, you know, come on, let me know, and then maybe we can come to a better understanding. Let me see who else we got here that want to join us.
Yes, sir. We have a friend to the show, Jim Carl Matthews.
The one and only. What's good, my brother? What's good?
How y'all doing this evening?
Outstanding, brother. I don't know if we got a chance to sing the birthday song to you since the last time, but happy, man.
thank you,
to your lovely wife as well.
No show Friday on my birthday. Nope.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, taking your birthday and calling in, too, man. We got some recognition here, man, because, you know, to say you just want to share that spirit with us on that day, man, I know you got a loving family, good school and everything, and want to check in on your birthday, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'm going to take a quote from Ray Charles. Like you said, we gonna make it do what it do, baby. So
make it do what it do.
We do what we do. You know,
that's it.
I agree exactly what you said. You know, it's we think about what we do and how we do it and who it affects. Mm-hmm. And my biggest thing is building the character of these students. You know, some come and some go. but you touch the lives of each one of them in some kind of way.
Yes, sir.
And the biggest smile I have on my face is when my little kids can do their break falls and go from one break fall to another, like we were doing yesterday, and it was like, they're going to be all right.
Yes, sir. There you go. And, I mean, you know, it's sort of like how a mother bird feels when she sees a baby bird fly. You're like, all right, next, because they good. They're going to be all right. And, you know, we as instructors, we kind of get that somewhere along the way. We want to feel that level of, are they good? Will they be able to stand up? Are the wings strong enough? Can they fly? Can they break fall? Can they do these things? Because we know that if they keep that same level of dedication, they will become better. You know, all we are conduits. It's important for us to know that we're conduits for energy. We're not degenerating source and stuff. We're here to magnify it. We're here to make sure it gets to its destination. We know that copper is a great conduit for electricity. You know what I mean? Not so much for tin and aluminum, okay? They both are metals, but one is better than the other. We have to think of ourselves as metal, because when we came in here, most of us wasn't teachers, but, you know, we was able to get some knowledge over to somebody else. But our teachers taught us to be each one teach one, so that we, again, can get the energy from the people who we teach to motivate us to teach more. Like Tayuku said, that motivate me to want to get down there and do the exercise with them. You know what I mean? I have never had a class. I really, very rarely wear my gi a lot of times in my senior classes because I'm there to watch them work. Right? They don't work me to death. You got the skill. It's time for y'all to show me something. But every now and then, they motivate me and they get me out there and they be like, uh-oh. And then sometimes they go, oh, Lord, soak it in. They come into class, I got my gi on, they be like, oh, no. It gonna be some stuff today, because that motivation makes me want to get out there and do it with them. And, and I'm not never lagging. I'm going to be on my point, because I'm going to check myself along the way. I know what I do. I'm here to bear witness, and I walk with the truth. So, you know, I use these little formulas in life to help me remember the path that I'm on. You know, you're walking on a path, sometimes it gets dark, and sometimes the path starts twisting. But, you know, you got to find a way to stay on the path, because how else are you going to get to the destination? And so you're seeking to become better on a daily basis. And I tend to think that sometimes there is no in-your-face guidance. You know what I mean? Your teacher's not there no more. I'm one of those people who hear my teacher every single day, but he's not here on this plane with me no more. So I have to be able to stay on the road. You know what I mean? And you if you're driving a car and you're on your way to California from New York, you only see what's ahead of you about 30 feet, you know, from your headlights if you're driving at night. But you assured that if you stay on this road, you'll get to California. You don't go, I don't see California from here, so I'll listen. I'm not even going to try to go no further because I don't see it. You know, you have that faith and that belief that this vehicle is going to take me there. What vehicle? The car's a vehicle, but I'm also a vehicle, all right? I got to take my mind, body, and spirit. So when I go to GM Cars event, when I walk in the door, I want to bring that spirit in the room because everybody's glad to see me and I'm glad to see them. Let's get that thing going. And we always have a good time. We always share. And that's what I want everybody to know. Sometimes you walk in a room and you killing the spirit in the room. You ain't coming there with that spirit that's necessary for us all to grow. So each one teach one is the formula that we use. That's the formula that actually regenerates us on a daily basis, that makes us go back and want to teach the kids, like so many people have just said, what do they do, all right? That makes us want to go back and become better at kicking or whatever, because that's what we do. But bear witness to what all of that, what you do, has come to a result. Is it the truth, good, bad, or indifferent? And then go back and fix that. We all too often just want to move on and leave that tragedy right there, whatever it is, and not fix and repair. So, you know, let's try to remember that about part of our learning lessons. You know, I would be so proud as to know that somebody got something out of this show when I'm no longer on this plane. All right, and I remember the show that Soke Asan was talking about what you do, what you witness, and what's the truth. And then somebody repeat that somewhere along the line and let them know where it came from and let them examine that and try to go to a higher ground. Because if what I do is share and I'm not looking at a bear witness to what I shared to come to a truth, then how can I say what I do is sharing? You know what I mean? I got to be able to share on all levels. 646-716-6825. We got about maybe 20 more minutes to the show. I just want to take this time out to thank all our guests here that tuned in today. I said this has been a show of many things, all things in martial art. We talked about athleticism being a curse. I suggested that people take a look at Sensei Jody's post on that. He did a great dissertation on that, about that thing that we would think would be, hey, the epitome of what everybody wants to achieve. But, you know, I don't want to take a quote from the five heartbeats, but it's lonely at the top. you got to understand that when it get lonely up there, you still got to find a way to make company for yourself because you can be better than you were before. 646. You missed out on that, huh? See, were you in the back office? You don't remember that?
Yes, sir. I heard you.
It's lonely at the top.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and talk to the brother, and I'll be right back. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, one of my things I want to talk about, you know, that has been in my mind for quite some time, you know, is a quote that I like using, man, because, you know, there's those of us, man, those of us that sit in the shade of the trees, that the seeds that our martial arts forefathers and sisters brought to us, you know what I mean? And I think that we owe them a debt of gratitude by passing what they teach us, what they taught us, not just on the mat, the words of wisdom and words to live by, and perpetrating that, you know, in perpetuity to your family, you know, your kids, grandkids, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, because what we've got from these masters is priceless. And I've been in this a long time. I can remember cats that you don't remember that you may have read about in magazines. I've been on, you know, in their company. And I know for a fact a lot of them left this plane without any change in their pocket, meaning that, you know, the family had to go through hard times to put them in the ground or, you know, things of that nature. But the thing I'm trying to express is with Soke Asan, speaking on a personal level, Soke Asan, we know each other like 60 years. And isn't that a time that we speak that we're not sharing information? And there's times when we speak that I sit back and listen. And down the road, it hit me. This is what he was talking about. In 60 years, he's never given me bad advice. So I'm just saying that to say that if you had an instructor, if you had a teacher, if you had an uncle or a relative impart wisdom on you, are able to use it to get through this thing called life, then I believe these are seeds that they planted, and you're sitting in the shade of that. Check. Can I get feedback on that?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, the Soke Hassans of the world, those are big shoes to fill, you know, and you want to you kind of want to thank your lucky stars, thank Allah that you have a teacher, you know, first generation, second generation.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed to have such teachers in our presence. So this is legacy, and it's for us to, you know, transfer the legacy to our youth, you know.
Yes,
and
sir.
We... I don't think we fully appreciate it. You know, we always see Soke, you know, Soke, you know, we always with Soke every week, and some people wish they had that type of interaction with Soke. So,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, I don't take it for granted at all. I really don't.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, it would be very difficult to fill Soke's shoes, but we definitely should try, you know. That's my take.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like I said, we know each other 60 years. And to be honest with you guys, I don't want to think about a time when he's not around. You know, I've already lost one of my instructors. I didn't lose him. He made his transition suddenly. And I'm still cleaning up the dust from that, you know, and that was years ago. But I don't say this to bring anybody's head down. I'm just saying whoever it was that brought you to the place where you are in life now to help you survive this thing called life, whether it be your mother, father, uncle, whoever, just appreciate them. You know, don't sit back, you know, 5 years from now after they made their transition to say, damn, man, you know, I didn't spend enough time with them. You know, it may get on some people's nerves that I called them. I don't call everybody, but you run across my mind, I'm going to give you a call. How you doing? This, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. All right, man, just want to let you know I'm still on the planet. You know what I mean? Don't let that time go by. You know, and I've had somebody email me, text me, or whatever it was, show me a picture of somebody in the dojo. What do you think about that? That's what they do. That's just what they do. What do you want me to say? You know, I'm not going to come down on this person. You know, I've seen some of you guys, you know, Tayoko, Shah, Toro, GM Carl Matthews, you know, I'm still going to make that trip. But I see some of you guys elevate yourself, elevate your technique, elevate your dedication to, you know. And some of that time that rolls is hard, man. But as I tell you, it's worth it. You know, I see there's some time, you know, in frustration that, damn, I like to be there 3 days a week. You know, but I live two states away. But it ain't no big deal. There ain't no excuse. But I, you know, take what was given to me and I try to polish it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I appreciate you guys, man, and putting your input into all that you do. So kudos to you all as we move forward. And understand that you're being mocked time all the time. You're always in representation. You always are cycling in a spiral, going around and around and around. But I want you to think of yourself as being like a screw. And if we look at a screw, it turns. But when you turn it one way, it's going down. You turn it another way, it's coming back up. But it's still a turn. Mm-hmm. And so you want to understand that, that's one of the most powerful building tools around to screw something in. You could not screw. I mean, you could not nail a skyscraper together. The nails would not hold it in place. It is only screws and bolts that is the reason why it can stand so tall. So just think about the people who you affected and teaching them about the power of cycling, the power of turning. But things that turn can appear to seem like it's standing in one spot just because I'm turning it. The turn is on the same level, but the direction of the things that you're moving could be different. I hope that that's not too much for people to kind of understand what I'm trying to get at here, is that the motions that we make on a daily basis have to be able to, we got to bear witness to that. We got to be able to say, I know that this is true because I bear witness to it. I put the work in to do that. Before we close, Grandmaster Carl, okay, can you give me an example of something that you bear witness to? All right, I'm going to ask each and every one of you all that same question. So I'm going to give you a little chance to think about it here. I'm asking GM Carl because he's been in the game a lot longer than some of y'all on the line here. So there's plenty of things that he has bear witness to. He's a military veteran. He was also on a police force. He's one of his leading students of his instructor, that his instructor gave him virtually the inheritance to his system. How do I know all of this? Because he's my friend, and I took the time to learn some things about my friend. He didn't even have to tell me these things. I took the time to learn that about them. How many people are in your dojo, in your school, or your teacher? I have, at this very moment, 4 publications out with my life story on it. I Am Kadoshi Do really talks about the first 40 years of my martial art. Hanshi Eddie Morales just came out with a martial force interview, but the martial art interview was done in 2009. But he put it in book form just this year for me, and kudos to him. Very good brother of mine. I mean, his brother's been so loyal to me since I first met him, just doing so many great things out of the kindness of his heart. And even when he shipped me the books, he just told me, don't worry about the shipping and handling. He took it upon himself. This is what I'm saying. People who bear witness to something that they call friend, you're going to call you a friend? You need to do some friendly stuff, all right? Just don't be trying to just carry the name. But, GM, I'm just going to put that on you here for a second. Tell me something about some things you bear witness to.
You know, I lost my teacher 4 years ago. Well, he transitioned, like Uncle Hunchy said. And I bear witness to his spirit is still here with us.
Come on.
You know, that kind of is the driving force behind some of the things that I do at my school. And his wife, she's now the head of the system, but she's been, you know, with some physical challenges. So, you know, I try to do my part and try to, you know, keep her in the loop of what's going on. And I just bear witness to the spirit of my teacher that's still here with us.
Come on, bro. I got to definitely say that I appreciate that, because so many people who just don't. They just tend to think he gone. They're not really ready to stand and bear witness, because you've been there. You've been through it. You were with him. You bear witness to that. And to be able to say I'm proud of that, can't nobody tell you that that's not the truth, because you've been there. And this is what I mean by bear witness. How can somebody tell you something that you bear witness to is not the truth? So I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Shaw. What have you bear witness to?
So good. Can you come back for me? I'm doing a changeover right now at work, real quick.
I'm sorry about that, brother. Pop. All right. Come on, Tayuko.
I bear witness to me getting better with my craft, learning close contact jiu-jitsu, you know, something I was never used to, and I'm getting better at it. So that's what I bear witness to.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I told you, no, you're not. I'm just saying. No, you're not.
Yes.
Does that change your perception?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Because you bear witness to it, right? You put the work in, right?
Yes,
and the work you put in, you believe made you better, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to say you don't care what I said. You may be a little surprised at what I said. But did it affect you to the point where it changed the truth about the matter?
No, sir.
My brother. That's all I'm talking about. Come on, Tora. Let's go. What do you bear witness to?
I bear witness a lot of stuff, Sookie. But the most I bear witness really at the present moment of this time of living in the present of now, I say you. I bear witness in you of your teaching and your teacher in you. as well as I bear witness Dr. Moses Power, as well as all the other Sanukis brothers who are master instructors from Dr. Moses Power. And I bear witness the common denominator and the epitomize of Sanukis and survival. I bear witness everything what I am witnessing each day as a pages to a book of our life.
Yes, sir.
Check.
Okay, you're getting heavy on me now, brother. Yeah. Them last 2 days.
Damn.
He got me, Hansi.
He said, I'm bear witness to now.
He said, I bear witness to all of the pages in the books of our lives in the journey. Man, I had to write that one down. Grandmaster. And he bear witness to the common denominator to all Sanukis and survival. This fella trying to get rank out of me, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yeah, because he talked about some things there that are the truth, and I couldn't. See, he shut me up before I can even get started. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. When you hear people speak, and then when they stop speaking, that's it. That usually comes from when you're the last one in the room to speak. Because normally what you're doing is you're taking it all in. I want to focus on being the last one in the room to speak. So when I speak, ain't nothing to be said after that. Because I'm going to be able to talk about the things I bear witness to. All right? Yes, so when he first said, I bear witness to a lot of things, I thought it was going to be a cop-out, GM. You hear me? I said, here the jumper.
Yes,
going to try to cop out. Because you and I are both, yeah, right, Hansi, right? We all bear witness to a lot of things too, right? But that wasn't the question. So I thought he was about to run for the hills. But then he dropped it on us like this, GM Carl. He said, I bear witness to a lot of things, but just to name a few, boom, boom, boom. Now take that and go tell that. That's the way I had to look at that, brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Applause for you, brother. Applause for you.
Woo.
I don't know about that, Celine, but that's a hard act to follow. What you bear witness to?
I bear witness, to you carrying the mantle of your teacher ever since we've been on the mat together. And that's a long time. And seeing you do this inspires me, keeps inspiring me.
Come on.
Those days when I said, damn, we the same age, I got to keep up, you know. Because I know you, bro. You talk about me.
Only out of love, brother. Only out of love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Did I get everybody here? Because I'm very proud of every last one of y'all, though.
Yes, y'all did.
Come on here and tighten it up and making sure that what we do here continues to be. This is truly a legacy show for me. I'm just feeling that kind of way right about now. I don't know if it's in the air. Maybe that eclipse did something here to make me feel like this is only going to get greater than what it is already is. We had the earth move up under us. The sun got blocked out for a minute. But guess what? We still rise, right?
You're here.
We still got a chance to be able to say that we are here in the name of what it is that we want to be able to give more respect to. Good show, gentlemen. Thank you so much, man. You definitely moved me here today. I appreciate you all. Let's look forward to seeing each other sometime in the near future. Eye to eye, so that we can be able to share what we know in our hearts, heart to heart. Us?
Neighbor.
Us.
Until next time,
the wall and back.
May your good be better, and may your better be blessed. Eye to eye.
Sure.
Heart
to
heart.
Heart to heart. Us.
A-I-O.
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 All the way, brother, all the way.
to get an equal share. And until you're giving him that, there'll be no peace.